This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio Countdown.
The official opening of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, it is upon us every week at this time. We go through the top hits, the News Talk Radio hits, and then the people list as well. This week, on the DL list, disabled list, that's what this is. The disabled list, Michael Harrison is out, and in his stead is an excellent replacement. Young Kevin Casey is here, who's the second person at Talkers Magazine, who's got a little boop there. Hi, Kevin. Happy to see you today. Who's got a better Irish name than Kevin Casey?
I don't. Yeah, that's a great question.
You know, when I think about you and your history, I've known each other for a long time. I was thinking at one point in time that in the New England area, Irish names like Sean Casey, the guy that was on a couple of stations in Boston, his real name was not Sean Casey. And so it always comes up that there is, how is that your real name? People used to say, because I know you were on the radio for a number of years.
Right.
Can it be that Kevin, that he was so lucky to be named Kevin Casey?
He wasn't. That is not my real name. Kevin is my real first name, but I have an English surname. So, although I actually am about, I don't know what percent, but I'm a whole bunch Irish.
Yeah. And so this week, one of the things that's just lurking below the top 10 items here would be a focus on St. Patrick's Day, right? All the celebrations and the drinking and the shenanigans and the hooligans going out.
Well, I guess given the state of the world, drinking and shenanigans might be the way to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's get to the state of the world, if you will. The state of the art of News Talk Radio, with the top 10 stories that are published, by the way, at Talkers Magazine, at talkers.com every week. And they're also on our DJV list as well, djvshow.com. So what do we have for stories this week? No, some real surprises here, I guess, Kevin.
Not really. At number 10 this week, Doug, is a tie. March Madness and Tom Brady returns to the NFL. We all kind of thought he might. At number 9 this week, climate change tied with the daylight saving.
Wait a minute. You didn't believe that Brady was actually retiring? What's the matter with you?
Nope. Tom Brady, he won't give it up till they carry him off the field.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good thing. It's good for business, isn't it?
It definitely is good for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're happy he's back, so.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, excuse me. Please continue.
That's all right. Climate change tied with daylight saving time bill at number 9. Number 8 this week, big tech and social media issues. At number 7, race relations and immigration reform. Number 6 this week, crime and homelessness. At number 5, the 2022 and 2024 elections. At number 4, COVID-19 variants. Number 3 on the chart this week, the economy and gas prices. At number 2, U.S.-Russia-China relations. And not surprisingly, at number 1 this week, the Russia-Ukraine war.
All right, on the people list, how's that shake out?
On the people side, number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Jussie Smollett. Number 8, Chris Cuomo. At number 7, Brittany Griner. Number 6, Donald J. Trump. Number 5, Jerome Powell. At number 4 is Xi Jinping. Number 3 is Volodymyr Zelensky. At number 2, Vladimir Putin. And at number 1 is Joe Biden.
Let's do a spelling test here. The difference between how to spell Vladimir Putin's first name, and it's actually, I think, is pronounced Voldemir, but it's close anyway. Zelensky, there are a couple of more vowels in there, though, on his name. Isn't it interesting how we anglicize what they really sound like in their native tongue is nothing like they sound in English, right?
No, you're right about that. Well, I mean, it's the same since we're on a St. Patrick's Day theme. You know, Sean and John You know, yep. Sean is Irish for John. So I think the Volodymyr, the way you said Volodymyr Zelensky, you made it, it's almost like Lord Voldemort. He's Voldemort, but it looks to me like I'm looking at him right now. Vladimir and Volodymyr, different spellings of the same name, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing this for a long time. And as Michael's lieutenant, the task falls on you to actually do a lot of the research here. What's your process? Just out of curiosity, what's the process that you, Kevin Casey, use to put in your input is important to the story list and the people list? So what do you do to come up with these various, with the various stories, topics, and how do you put them in order?
Well, we've had for years and years, we've had the same process for gathering data. And basically at the end of each week or as we roll into Thursday, we look at it, see if everything jives with what we are pretty sure that people have been talking about based upon our listening to what's going on around the country. And then we put together the final list. So it's a lot of data and a little bit art.
Yeah, there's a craft. Yeah, there's a craft to it. I think that's for sure.
I was going to say the thing that people who are listening to the show have to understand is that these are not the biggest news stories of the week. They're the biggest talk radio stories of the week.
Right.
Big news stories happen all the time that aren't really talk worthy. For example, a horrible earthquake, you know, that happens somewhere and kills a bunch of people. That there's nothing controversial about it. It's just a very, you know, sad story. So that's a big news story, but it's not a big talk radio story.
All right, so you've said something that's very important right there. I want to glom onto it for a second. The controversy that is created, if you will, by talking about these things on the radio, the left-right divide, we see it everywhere, and I guess that that's part of the entertainment value here, as long as you don't take it too seriously. And I think a lot of people, the blue states and the red states and how seriously they take some of this stuff, I saw something this week about how blue states took the virus more seriously than red states. Is there anything? It becomes laughable, doesn't it, at some point in time?
Well, I think everything is taken really seriously now. I mean, look, we have news, entire segments of the news organization, news organizations are dedicated to spats between celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the biggest news stories, if you've been following the news over the last, you know, couple of weeks, is the spat between Pete Davidson, the new boyfriend of Kim Kardashian, and Kim's soon-to-be ex, Kanye, or Yee. Yeah. Sorry, Yee.
Didn't he bury him alive? Didn't I see that someplace? He's posted
something. It wouldn't surprise me, but this is what this is celebrity news now in the modern age.
Yeah, right. And that's where the social media comes in. We on the DJV program devote certain segments of the program just to social media, what people are saying, what's trending, that sort of thing, which has become part of the process of covering or talking about what's going on in the world. But still going back to the key dividing lines, the ideologies that get into everything, it's now even been split down to, are you very liberal or are you somewhat liberal? Are you very conservative or are you somewhat conservative, right? I mean,
he's right. No, the problem is it comes down to the individual. You ask any conservative who is a fellow conservative, and if someone appears to be slightly less conservative than them about a particular issue, well, then that person's not even a conservative. They're a rhino, and they're dismissed out of
it. Right. That's it. You know, I don't think I've ever told you this story, but I have shared it with Michael. When I started doing afternoons on WCKY in Cincinnati in 1988, when I went on the air the first 5 minutes of being on the air on the station, I told the story about where I came from and how I happened to get the job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in those days, we took a lot more calls than we do these days, or at least I did. And so the first caller that went on the air, his first, out of his mouth came, "You liberal Boston bastard, get on the next plane and go back to Boston." And I had, you know, at that point in time, I was doing more politics. That was just about when I started doing what was the forerunner to DJV, the Good Day program. And I was political, and I was right of center. I was described as a rhino, I think, as much as anything else. But there were no such thing as good Republicans and bad Republicans. And I didn't ever experience it because I'd been a Republican all my life until I went to Cincinnati, and I wasn't Republican enough. So
absolutely. Different parts of the country are different, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, you look at the way it's liberal, you're very liberal, you're slightly liberal, you're moderate. I mean, how do you even describe moderation? When you go around listening to the stations, is there anybody who's moderate at all?
Maybe right. Jim Bohannon. Jim Bohannon calls himself the militant moderate, so I guess he is.
Okay, yeah, I would say Jimbo is kind of that way. I think I'm that way. I don't like any politicians. I don't like either of the parties, and I kind of. But I think you're right about that. It's and so does that make it easier for him to have an interesting conversation? I think that's there's something to discuss in and of itself. Kevin Casey is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of March 14th to the 18th. A reminder, seeing as this is St. Patrick's Week, don't forget about the Lucky 7 sale for St. Patrick's Week going on at Calitrin. Toplaws.com is their website. Calitrin is the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. And you get $7, speaking of off, $7 off every single bottle. So you can buy the 90-day supply and get $21 off. Plus, you get 2 months free. That's the deal. So to get it, got to go to toplaws.com and put in the DJV code to get not only the money off of each bottle that you buy, but also free shipping. Lose weight naturally. Calitrin at toplaws.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup. This isn't the Roundup. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The official hour of review of all of the hot hits, the charts that are created by the work done at Talkers Magazine. Kevin Casey is here representing Talkers this week because Michael Harrison is under the weather. So we're talking, as usual, about the nuance of the list, what goes into it. And I think from a point of view, people don't really know you. You're not as familiar to the audience. You're familiar to all of us who are in the talk radio world because we know who you are and your role at Talkers, but a lot of listeners don't. So as we talk about COVID, which is number 4 this week, appropriately so, going down in the list, I wonder about you and your thinking, your family. I don't know that I ever knew this. I didn't ask Michael whether you had COVID or not. Did you get it?
I have not that I am aware.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? My doctor told me the same thing. He thinks I've had it. I don't remember having had it. I remember when it first started, when I drove back across the country from California, I didn't feel well at all, but I didn't feel like I was as bad as the description was of getting the first strain of COVID. So,
I had a number of, I think twice I was sick over the last course of the last 2 years, and I don't believe any of it was COVID, but you never know. And it's also a possibility that a lot of us have had it asymptomatically and just didn't know.
Right. So did you decide to have Moderna, Pfizer, or J&J? What did you take?
I didn't have a choice. I went, I got Pfizer for my first two shots, and I got the Moderna for the booster. And I went to the local pharmacy. So it was, they were like, here's what we're shooting you with. So, I didn't really have a choice.
Right. Exactly. I think early on, that's what we all did, pretty much all Pfizer. Number one this week, the Russian-Ukrainian war. The forces, where they are. So when this all first started, what was your reaction to, and as you listened to some of the radio programs, what's gone through your mind experientially as you look at, do you have any relatives that are Russian or Ukrainian? Do you have any friends? How does that?
No, actually, I don't. I'm part Polish, so I'm kind of like on the border there. I think that what surprised me the most as I was, you know, surveying what people were saying about this is how many people were willing to give Vladimir Putin the benefit of the doubt and say, well, you know, this isn't what this isn't so bad. And now, fortunately, most of the conservatives in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, who were initially kind of, you know, Vladimir Putin's buddy, have come around now that they've seen the devastation that he has wrought upon Ukraine. So, but I was surprised people were making excuses for Putin.
Well, it's interesting that only 8 people voted against the resolution to stop doing business or to sanction Russia. And they were all the 8 strongest Trumpsters. You noticed that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, excuse me.
I think that, Donald Trump's calling Putin a genius prior to the first, onslaught was fodder for that. You know, Donald likes Vladimir, so do we.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. When you get right down to brass tacks, politicians are all the same in every country. I don't know whether they even have. Do they have such a thing as news talk radio in Russia? I don't think they do in China, but I wonder. I know they do in Europe because we have some of the consultants are all American talk radio people that go over there. But is there such a thing in Russia?
Not that I'm aware of.
I wouldn't think it would be long lived. Can you imagine somebody going on the air and taking a shot? at Putin, take a shot at them, and that'd be the end of their career and probably their lives. Not the same by any stretch of the imagination. 28 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Couch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds are still under the rubble of a theater that was bombed in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. That's according to Ukraine's president. He added at least 130 people have been rescued. Many were taking shelter there on Wednesday when the site was bombed. Ukraine's leader noting the rescue mission is ongoing. This as Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner joins Fox News and says that the United States needs to be strong in the face of Russian aggression in Europe.
If we do not show strength, there's no question that Putin is seeing this as something that he would engage in a conflict with the West.
The White House says China must decide which side it's going to stand with. President Biden speaking with China's president on a nearly two-hour call Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Many Americans are concerned about gas prices across the country. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says producing oil and gas in the United States is more environmentally friendly than buying it abroad.
If the premise of what they care most about is the environment, they should embrace the American companies. American natural gas is 41% cleaner than Russian natural gas.
On Friday, the national average for gas is $4.27 a gallon, according to AAA, down 6 cents from last week's average. A large amount of medical debt is about to be dropped from consumers' credit reports. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian announced nearly 70% of medical debt on United States consumers' reports will be removed. It was also announced that medical debt less than $500 will no longer be added to credit reports starting in 2023. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The hour now on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly production of Talkers Magazine and the DJV Show. You can find the lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining me instead of Michael Harrison this week, who's the editor and publisher, his lieutenant or captain, second in charge, how do we best describe Kevin Casey? I think that's a good way. Your second, the second banana. I do. If you like bananas, I guess you're all set. And it must be like being bananas going through and, you ever, when you listen to some of these talk radio programs, do you ever wonder what planet some of these guys have come from? These people that just is amazing what some people think and say. I find it that way. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. What about you?
Yeah, I think that, look, I've been following talk media for you know, more than 30 some years now, so I'm not really surprised by anything, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose maybe that's it. Well, yeah, I guess that's something when we think about it, but we do have to create some drama here in order to get people to listen. You know, when you talk about what's going on, you talk in words, the colorful words that are used, descriptive words like the air strikes in Ukraine where some innocent civilians are being killed, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You tell the story, it becomes more dramatic. Is that how we get people? And the story of Brittany Griner, that certainly is pretty dramatic, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, I think that it goes back to the best goal of journalists since the beginning of time, which is, you know, tell a compelling story, paint a picture, but tell it accurately. You know, describe mm-hmm. what you're actually seeing, what's going on. If you're talking about an opinion program, well, give your opinions clearly and state them succinctly, and then that's where the debate begins. And that's kind of what talk radio has really always been about, is, you know, taking an issue that has multiple sides, has some controversy to it. Usually the hosts have vested interest in it because they feel passionately about one aspect of it. And then everyone debates and discusses.
You know, as I look at some of the things that I like to talk about, and I get this, you know, I'm known for not necessarily following the same path or the same lead that everybody else does. So when it gets to, for example, the week has been filled with conversation on the sports talk radio stations about the March Madness and Kentucky falling to St. Peter's. And I remember listening to some guy who asked his partner, where the hell is St. Peter's? Who is? who are they? What are they doing in this game? Right? I mean, that's kind of, and then people say, okay, yeah, what's the story? And then they look to the talk radio host to give them the information that they don't have. And that's where the a lot of the entertainment value comes from, I think, anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
I agree.
I know. Okay, so here's one of the things that didn't make the top 10 list this week. Fruit flies, and they're showing the adaptive change that they have. The genome build, you know, the fly has its own genome. We think we're the only ones that have genomes, but flies, everything pretty much in the order of the animal kingdom has genomes. And so these new fruit
and
flies, yeah, plants too,
and
yeah, exactly,
kingdom, yeah.
Yep. So they're apparently going through some kind of evolution. Now, I spent a few minutes talking about that because I think that people want a respite and they want some other information. And so when I look at my topic tree, which is, you know, you have 14 or 15, when I go on the air every day, I have 14 or 15 different things that I want to share with the audience. And so, you know, I think there's enough, and maybe you would disagree with this, but there are enough people talking about the heavy stuff that I don't think I need to. I think people need kind of a respite from it. And I don't know how many, you know, there's stuff that's compelling that's going on. I mean, actually, if you look at the top 10 story list here, there wasn't much time devoted this week to from number 5 to number 10. Yeah, I didn't hear much about the elections this week. And, you know, the other things that have been part of our, the only, probably the only thing that gets off of that is daylight savings time, that bill, and March Madness. So people, when we took on the daylight savings time bill, were arguing, and we got a lot of input on our social media, as to whether it should be the standard time or the daylight time, because the misnomer here is the daylight savings time bill. Well, a lot of people don't want it to be daylight savings all the time. They want it to be regular time all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that becomes almost a liberal and conservative.
I know, does it? Does that
yeah.
become liberal conservative? I think me it seems like, you know, do you want it dark in the morning or darker in the early evening? That's your choice. Daylight saving time year-round is going to bring us in the dead of winter. If you live on the western side of a time zone, you're going to, it's going to be dark until 8:30 in the morning in, you know, around December. And conversely, if you want standard time year-round, you're not going to have those summer nights where it stays light until, you know, depending, again, if you live on the western side of a time zone, it can stay light till almost 9 o'clock at night. What do you want? I think I'd rather not have a bunch of accidents and kids walking around in the dark trying to go to school, and I'm fine with it getting dark at, you know, 7:30, quarter to 8 in the summer. Standard time.
Yeah, because I'm on the farm, I like it when it's later during the summer mm-hmm. to get more work done before it gets dark. But I get what yeah. people are saying about early in the morning. It can be pretty dangerous. And for our radio brethren, a lot of people carrying this program have AM radio stations, and many of them are what we call daytimers. And the daytime talk radio, not just talk radio, but daytime AM stations will not be able to go on until the sunrise hits. And so many of them, if this thing does comes out cockamamied up, won't be able to do a morning drive show because they won't be able to go on the air until 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of them.
Well, they can't go on at full power. Most of them can go on at some kind of limited power, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know, like 6 watts or something.
Yeah, right, yeah. The radio station we all started on as kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Michael Harrison has an interview every week, the MH interview. And this week, he interviews this fellow from Free Talk Live who's in jail. His name is Ian Freeman.
He's out. He has a ankle monitor. He has been indicted. He is facing trial. He's going to face a federal trial. This is a fascinating interview. If people don't know who Ian Freeman is the host of a show called Free Talk Live. It's a nationally syndicated talk radio program based out of Keene, New Hampshire. And he is a unrepentant libertarian, a liberty-minded guy. And he and his libertarian, the Free State Project followers up in New Hampshire, have been kind of driving the locals a little nuts with some of their liberty-oriented schemes and things. And what turns out what happened is he has also been involved in cryptocurrency. The feds charge him with money laundering, fraud, and all of these other sorts of things related to this. And I won't try to summarize it for you, but listen to the Michael Harrison interview. It is heard on Podcast One. The Podcast One Network, you can find it linked from the Talker's website. But it's a fascinating interview. He speaks with them about an hour about other subjects. But they talk a lot about this indictment. It is it's going to be interesting because there is not a lot of legal precedent regarding cryptocurrency. And the feds, you know, think that they've got him. He doesn't know what's going to happen. But if you hear him talk about what he did and what he didn't do, you might come away from it thinking, this is really going to be an interesting trial.
Well, I've known this kid for, he is, in comparison to me, and maybe even you, he's a kid. He's been at this, though, since he was really a kid. I think he and his partner started on the air when he was in his 20s, anyway. And I remember him coming up to me and wanting to know if he could be a guest on my program because he wanted it. And then they came to me and wanted me because, you know, I'm an independent producer. And advertising is how we're supported and how these programs continue. And he wanted to know if I wanted to sell. He's in the business of, selling cryptocurrency. And I didn't understand it at the time, and I guess I still don't really understand it. The way radio could sell people on cryptocurrency. And he was actually he said, well, I'll pay you if you do it. I'll pay you in cryptocurrency. And I think maybe more than anything else, I'm happy to try a good pitch on the air, but I didn't want to get paid in crypto because I don't know what to do with it. He said, no, you can buy a car with it. You can take a trip with it. You can do a lot. You can buy groceries with it. And I just didn't fit maybe that way I'm pretty conservative. Thinking about, you know, all that stuff. But that's kind of where he's stuck, right? On the crypto.
Well, a lot of folks are leery of cryptocurrency because they don't understand it, and most people don't want to get involved in something that they don't understand, which is a good idea. Never invest in something you don't understand.
Thank you.
Words of wisdom for this Friday, for this weekend, I should say.
Right. Kevin is here with us, Doug Steffen, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a reminder about how you get a good night's rest and where you get the tools for having a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out the Giza Dream Sheets, the towel sets, the individual My Pillows, the sizes, shapes, the quality, that sort of thing. They have continued to keep the complete sleep system on sale, 30% off using the DJV code. You can get that and all kinds of other classic My Pillow items at MyPillow.com at huge discounts. It's kind of a cool thing. Nice that we have that arrangement. You get up to 65% off. Check it all out. make sure your sleeping is the best it can be using the tools for MyPillow.com. And when you check out, use the DJV code. That's MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen, with the People List now, the list from Talkers Magazine. I'd like to go through this officially once each hour so you know what the real list is. Even if we get off topic or start talking about some of the other ancillary things, you'll know that at number 10, Tom Brady rests. Jussie Smollett, number 9. Chris Cuomo, number 8, in his big suit against his former employer, CNN. Brittany Griner being moved around in various prisons in Russia, the WNBA star. Donald Trump is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. The leader of China, Xi Jinping, is number 4. Zelensky, first name Volodymyr, close to Vladimir, he's number 3. Putin Vladimir is number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on that list. The list could be a few more names that could be on it, but under the circumstances, if you're going to say that you got a list of 10, then you stick to the 10, and those are the 10. Brought to you courtesy of Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Val 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Swooskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from the week. The charts from Talkers Magazine at number 10. Sports returns to our story list, with a focus on March Madness and Tom Brady returning to play in Tampa. Number 9, Daylight Savings Time and the hoopla around that. Number 8, social media, technology, etc. put together. I'm sure that we had more in mind there with regard to the war than anything else, but certainly is a focus of our lives. Immigration reform is number 7. Crime is 6. Elections 5. COVID 4. The economy 3. Our relations with China and Russia, more China though at number 2, and at number 1, the war, the Russians versus Ukrainians. It's pretty interesting how well the Ukrainians are doing beating the butt of most of the Russian soldiers who are in there. It's pretty telling. That's the story list from Talkers.com. Thanks to Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Remember, you get the list at Talkers.com and also DJVShow.com. It's a production and a love of mine to be able to do this every week. So, Kevin, do my best to Michael so that he recovers well. And thank you until we visit again. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Stephen J. Wiseman, our especially accurate and thoughtful and provocative professor of law at Bentley University, commenter when we have stories that are related to the world of legalities, and I think we always, every week, have at least one or two of those for Stephen to explain for us and to talk about. Also, I wanted to, because you run Scamicide, which is a website that's devoted to informing people about scams, and with all the Ukrainian, every time there's an uproar like this, there are a lot of scams that develop. Help the Ukrainians. Give us money. That sort of thing. And I think also we need to acknowledge how generous, there was a poll out this week by the Charity Aid Foundation as to world giving. And we are much more giving in terms of numbers of people and amount than any other country by far in the world, Steve. So what do you think about this? Still, does that increase the chances that people are going to get hooked by a scam?
Absolutely. Because what happens is we are the biggest targets for that kind of thing. And, you know, one of the things is it's almost like the perfect storm. People definitely, you know, want to help the people of Ukraine. You may be getting a phone call, And even if your phone caller ID reads the name of some legitimate charity, you can never know if that's really them calling, because there's a very simple technique called spoofing, which can manipulate your caller ID. So you don't know there. If you get an email or a text message, that can be phonied up. So really what I tell people to do is, if you are contacted, and forget about social media, you know, TikTok in particular, they had a video showing a street in Ukraine where there was shooting and people screaming and then an appeal for money. And if you looked real close, the street on the Ukraine had license plates on all of the cars from the UK. So the thing to do is go to, there's a great website called charitynavigator.org. This website will tell you a couple of things, and something you and I have talked about a number of times. One, it'll tell you legitimate charity is a scam or not, and whether it is legitimate or not. But the other thing is it'll tell you if the so-called legitimate charity, how much they're actually giving in their charitable purposes and how much they're keeping for themselves. So it's a great place to go, and it also has some recommendations and ratings of some charities where you're going to get more bang for the buck to the people of Ukraine.
All right. Let's take a look at the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. The legality of the war, war crimes. It cannot be. I can't imagine, and I don't think anybody of solid mind could imagine that Putin and the Russia that we know today can survive this after it's over, whatever form it takes as it goes forward. How do you not dismantle Russia, the international community, put Putin on trial? Or just, you know, I've been saying I can't imagine that there aren't some plans around to send Delta Force or something like that over to pop him off. But what are the real consequences of this when it comes down to legality, international law?
Yeah, international law has no teeth whatsoever. You know, if it was, there'd be all kinds of punishments that would have already been done on particularly some of the actions that Russia has done. So, you know, interestingly enough, the Russians and Putin say, what, the United States is calling us the war criminal. What about the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki? But you look at today's war, and it scares the hell out of me, because I don't see Putin backing down. I'd see it getting worse. I could see him using chemical warfare. I could see him using even nuclear warfare. And you're right. As far as the law goes, he's violating international criminal law. He is violating war crimes. And here it would be, I think it would behoove the international community to actually show that there is some teeth in the laws and hold him responsible.
I wonder if somebody's going to sue Tom Brady for returning the guy who paid $500,000 for supposedly his last ball.
As soon as you mentioned that, that's the first guy I thought of. Yeah, spent all that money for a ball that just is now worth the leather.
Right, that's it. I'm going to sue him for that. Going to find a good lawyer, find Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He's in the phone book under good lawyers, and there aren't many in that list. He's also a college professor at Bentley University. He joins us every week at this time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.